It is time for Heartline. Welcome to the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. Ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Every week on Heartline, your host is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Once again, here we go with Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And our good friend Ken Adams will take our little dialogue today and turn it into magic for radio. Thanks again, Ken. We appreciate you. Jerry, we just had a little bit of a discussion before we turned on the mic, and it's just the two of us today. We're in your office. You are the director of all things Evangel Home, and we're going to go back to a topic that is important to Evangel Home, and on several different levels. First of all, it involves a long time participant in the ministry here. But it also involves issues that may have transference into other situations as well. And we're talking about Maxine. Maxine was at one time on the board here. She's been the head of maintenance. She's just been involved here since the 50s. And now life is difficult as it winds down for her.
Yes, it is. And one of the reasons, Jim, that I want to talk about Maxine, I think we've talked briefly about it on our radio show. I've mentioned it in our monthly thank you letter that would go to our donors, but it wouldn't go to our broader spectrum of listeners out there. And I've posted a little bit on Facebook. But I think it's time to just kind of have a nitty-gritty talk, not just about Maxine, but that whole journey of Alzheimer's and what how we're being joined. As someone said, you join them in their journey. Maxine has no family, really. She has two siblings, and her older sister had, or her younger sister has Alzheimer's. The brother is out of town. And so, really, when you end up with no family, and your main family is the people you worked with, and her church family, that's who's coming together to take care of Maxine now. So, maybe a year and a half ago or so, when Evangel Home realized things were getting real difficult. I mean, Maxine is almost 83 years old. Many people that age are fine mentally. But this with Maxine, we noticed maybe 2 years ago. And even at that time, Jim, even though she was not on staff, really, we were paying her for 6 hours a week to come in and do whatever. We were never sure what she was doing. But that was kind of our way of keeping track of Maxine. She was still driving then. And then, you know, the accidents started coming, goofy little accidents, running into things, bumping into things, never anything major, never her fault, but, you know, just always those things we began to look at. Then we actually scheduled her to work several times, and she didn't come to work. And anyway, so that was really the beginning of how we knew what was happening. So we took her to get medical diagnosis, and yes, it was the beginning of Alzheimer's, and this has been summer of 2009. And at that point then, we had Maxine, who could tell us then what was happening to her. And I remember sitting in my office and saying, okay, Max, we've got to make some plans as this takes over in a year or so and you don't remember things. We've got to make plans now to help you then. So pick some people that can help you. Well, the people she picked were here. We called them the committee. And I love it, Jim, because I love the image of Maxine, you know, the little skinny now because she hadn't been eating, but the little frail white woman who picks for her committee one white people, two black people, and two Hispanics. And it's like that, again, that's family at Evangel Home. It doesn't have to look like it's a family.
Yeah, what a beautiful picture that is, though.
And so we would have committee meetings in here, and we would talk about, okay, Max, who do you want to help make medical decisions? You know, not the end-of-life kind of things, but as we go forward, who takes you to the doctor? Who makes sure you have your pills? So she picked Patty Jennings to do that. And many times it drove Patty crazy because that was... But we sat here that day, and we all agreed that whatever Max appointed us to do, we would do. And so that's how we've gone forward with all this. Well, of course, now we have legal help, and it's gone to that stage, and we're trying to find a place for Max that she could be for the rest of her life, whether it's 2 years or 10 years, you don't know. So we're in that stage. one of the things that I was responsible for, and I said to Maxine, not just to get her to be quiet, but that I meant it, is her animals. She had, for her whole life, she just loved animals. And she now has a dog named Pepper and a cat named April. And I told her not to worry, that I would take care of the animals. Well, I will take care of them, but I cannot take Pepper home. April is in a no-kill shelter. That's taken care of. But no-kill shelters are usually full. And Pepper is probably kind of not so adoptable. He's about 10. He is not cute. He barks all the time. I have no idea if the dog is friendly. Or he now is in a garage at the house where Maxine is. So basically the dog has been living with Maxine. That's one reason we put her there, so she could have Pepper. But I believe part of that journey she's now on, she's kind of detaching from him. Whether that's part of this, I don't know. But she's saying things to me like, I think you should take Pepper to the house so we can watch things. And I'm thinking that might be the way to do it. Say, okay, Max, I'm going to take Pepper there so we can watch your stuff. But in the meantime, we're trying to find a place for Pepper. So I've had two people that have said, you know, they might be interested. I'm trying to get a hold of some no-kill shelters. I just cannot have him put down. Not only because I said I wouldn't. Funny the things that cause people to cry, huh? But I think of how many animals are out there in that same situation with a person. That the person gets to a point in their life that they can't care for themselves. What do you do with their animals? You know, Maxine was not a person that had 80 cats. She had a cat and a dog, and I told her we'd take care of them, and we will.
Yeah. It's, like I said, it is a situation with transference. We don't know how many of our listeners may resonate with this story. A lot of people with Alzheimer's out there, a lot of difficult end-of-life decisions to be made. I mean, the practical things like pets and stuff in the house and
taking care of it.
I'm going to ask you to say that again because that is the answer.
Oh, take care of it now. Take care of it now, whether you're 30 or you're 90, whether you have any hint of Alzheimer's or not. Just thinking of that's going to happen to all of us. We're all going to be at the end of our journey someday. How much of it do you want to fall on other people? You don't. Maxine was wise enough to enlist other people to help her. But what we're finding, I mean, I go home, Jim, at night, and I say, thank you, God, that I can see my floor in my house, because Maxine also had too much stuff in her house. And so stuff has become increasingly unimportant to me because I don't want to be tied to that. But, yeah, it's been one of the other things we have learned, and I'm so thankful to Maxine that I've learned this. We had her here at Evangel Home for a couple days. End of the summer when she was spending her days riding the bus and not eating, and she'd end up here and eat like a little pig, and then she'd stay here till 10 o'clock at night when somebody here would take her home. And it was during that time that I noticed every day about 5 o'clock she would get really, really agitated and just do some very non-Maxine shouting and very angry. And I mentioned it to a friend, and my friend said, you know, there's a thing called sundowner syndrome. I had never heard of that, Jim. But in telling Maxine symptoms to experts, they said, oh, yes, it's called sundowners or sundowner syndrome. Happens to a great percentage of people with dementia, memory loss, or Alzheimer's. And it is a real thing. And kind of every day at the same time, it kicks in. Whether it makes you real agitated or angry or you know how people repeat themselves. Mm-hmm. There are certain things they're going to say at the same time every day. Mm-hmm. And we learned that with Maxine, that we know every day at that time she's going to get agitated. Mm-hmm. So you're prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And you don't fight her when she says she has to break out of the house to take Pepper home. You say, okay, you know, we'll do that, but let's have dinner first.
Yeah.
And then she'll forget. I know some of the people that I've talked to in this whole escapade have told me wonderful examples of people that will say the same thing in that sundowner's time when they get agitated or they want to go home. And somebody that had a ticket and said she had to go home, and you know she was going to go to Madera, wherever she was going, and the people would say, well, we know your ticket's here, but for right now, you get to have dinner with us. And that is such, you know, because our natural way is to, we want to argue. And, you know, it takes you a while to learn, no, you don't argue. You join them there, and they get past that. And so that's what we want. We want Maxine to have a good end of her lifetime, and knowing that she might not even remember or know it. I don't know what she knows now. I saw her last week. And Maxine is always very friendly and very sweet, and seems she knows people by sight and by name still, and is still in fairly good spirits and health.
Well, it's the whole mission of Evangel Home is one of compassion, and when you think of Evangel Home, you think of homeless women and their children, and women who are sentenced here by the courts in the garden. But how can we not have compassion on the people who have made this ministry go for 50 years? And the current person is Maxine, and the issues are real, and the struggles are difficult, and the decisions to be made are just overwhelming sometimes in the process.
You know what I'm finding too, emotionally, because I've been the main person until this is handed over to the right folks. Emotionally, it's been very tough because I will get going in one direction, say our newsletter, and because there are things that I have to then take care of with Maxine, I go off in that direction. And, you know, that's not good for the schedule here and for the things I have to do. But then I think, okay, the newsletter is going to be late or Maxine's going to miss an appointment. The newsletter is going to be late or Maxine doesn't get a chance to go to this place. That, you know, that just becomes a no-brainer for me. And I'm very thankful that the board encourages it. They know it's tough, and they don't want us to be doing it forever, and we won't be. We're handing things over. But for right now, as you and I talk in the beginning of November, Maxine is kind of our person of the month.
Top of the mind awareness. It just that's where life is right at the moment. Well, we're down to about 30 seconds of time available. Jerry, and I just want to remind our listeners, obviously we need prayer. I mean, wisdom, time management, how to deal best with Maxine in her best interest, and yet continue the mission that we've been chartered with here at Evangel Home. Also, we've got the holidays coming up.
And we have Pepper.
And we have Pepper, yes, Maxine's dog. It needs some disposition, so... if you have some answers for us, suggestions, call us at 264-4714. Remember the holidays? We need turkeys. We need a lot of things. And if you'd like to get a shopping list of ways you can participate, please call us at 264-4714. Okay, we're out of time, Jerry. Thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us. And Ken, I'm going to let you turn this dialogue into this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online, evangelhome.org. That phone number, once again, the 559 area code, 264-4714. Make it a habit of joining us again next weekend, same time, same station, for the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Heartline.